Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about making peri-peri chicken, and more importantly, the magic of marinating with acid.
Ooh, peri-peri chicken, I'm all ears. What's the secret sauce, so to speak?
Well, it all starts with chilies. The word peri-peri actually comes from the Swahili word for pepper. We're using bird's eye chilies, removing the stems for less bitterness, and the seeds mostly for texture, though some say the heat is really in the pith and ribs, not the seeds.
Interesting. So what's the deal with the acid marinade?
Acid, whether citrus juice, vinegar, or yogurt, is a game changer. It breaks down proteins, leading to amazing tenderization and moisture retention. Normally, marinades mostly flavor the surface, but acid lets those flavors penetrate deep into the meat. It's like unlocking a flavor portal.
Got it. But too much acid could make the chicken mushy, right?
Exactly. Over-tenderizing is a real risk. Citrus juice is the strongest, vinegar is milder but tangier, and yogurt is the gentlest, perfect for overnight marinades.
So you're saying if I'm short on time, I should go heavy on the citrus juice?
Precisely. And don't forget the olive oil. It carries the fat-soluble flavors, and combined with the acid, coats the meat evenly, locking in moisture during cooking.
Okay, so after marinating, what's next? Straight to the pan?
Not quite. Acid can hinder browning, that beautiful Maillard reaction. One fix is baking soda, but it can leave a metallic taste. A simpler solution? The oven. We dry the chicken at low heat, around 120 degrees Celsius, to reduce surface acidity before searing it in a hot pan for maximum browning and caramelization.
I see. So it's a two-step cooking process for optimal flavor and texture.
Absolutely. And for that final touch of smoky, charred flavor, burned butter. It adds that signature peri-peri smokiness.
Wow, that sounds incredibly delicious. So, to recap, chilies, acid marinade, oven drying, hot pan searing, and burned butter. Did I miss anything?
Just the generous seasoning of salt. It's a small step, but makes a world of difference. And there you have it. Perfect peri-peri chicken.
Thanks for breaking it down. I'm definitely going to try this.
You should. It's worth the effort. Thanks for listening, everyone. And until next time, happy cooking.
Goodbye.